New fruit and vegetable regulations could be coming down the pike. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Melissa Berniston with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. Regulations have been passed in the U.S. House of Representatives and are now waiting in the U.S. Senate on fruit and vegetable food safety for growers. And the University of Tennessee wants to make sure our growers are prepared.
Get people up to date on the pending legislation that's coming through, potentially, and get them prepared for what they might need to do to tailor their operation to fit that legislation, and talk about good agricultural practices and writing a food safety plan.
Annette Wislacki, Vegetable Extension Specialist with the University of Tennessee Extension, is heading up these meetings and says the majority of growers in Tennessee are already doing what needs to be done to keep our food safe. They just need to document it.
Well, I think most growers are already doing at least 90% of what we're talking about today. A lot of it is common sense things, but they're not recording it and they don't have the documentation that they're doing it. So that's a lot of what we've talked about here today, is really documenting what you're doing, and so you can go back and have a record of it. And a lot of this right now, it's all voluntary until the legislation goes through, unless somebody's selling to a wholesale buyer. So we're just trying to get them to take it on little by little so they're not overwhelmed and they don't have to do it in a rush and do it all right away.
And Wislacki says there are some good things coming out of the bill, but there are also things that need to be addressed before it passes and becomes regulation.
Some good things that could come out of it is same standards for domestic and imported produce, and looking at things on a commodity-specific basis so that we're not going to treat all produce alike. But right now they're not differentiating between farm size and scale and the risk that's associated with those different scales.
Now, Wislacki says the best thing to do is to buy locally and support your local farmers. To find out more information, go to vegetables.tennessee.edu. This is Melissa Berniston with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.